Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, April 15th, tax day. Nanner, nanner, nanner. We got to pay our taxes. And today's show, we've got sounds and interviews from the Deflevus Ronde road race up in Bakersfield yesterday, as well as some race results from Santa Cruz Criterium yesterday in Northern California. Cyclovets also race results for that, and U.S. Cup West standings for mountain bikers, current standings in the U.S. Cup Mountain Bike Series, as well as a product review on V-Rubber, also by Robert. Robert will be calling in around 12:15 or so. So let's get into some results right now, starting with Santa Cruz. All right, yesterday's Santa Cruz Criterium race results. Rounding out the podium in third place from Brisbane, Australia, Owen Gillott in third place, riding for Team Specialized. Second place going to Benjamin Jocks Mains, running for Jameis Hoggins Berman, and Bear Development Team's Tobin Ortenblad was your winner. Masters 35 Cat 1s through 3s, Dean LaBurge, riding for Primetime Cycling, picking up that win. Masters 45, Team Specialized Racing Masters, Larry Nolan. And in the men's category 3s, from Portland, Walton Brush, picking up the win there. Men's category 4s, Team Mike's Bikes, presented by Incase, Justin Balderston from Newark, California, taking that win. Masters 35's Category 4's, Christopher Fortuna, riding for Leopard Sapporo. Beginner Men's Category 5's, the International Christian Cycling Club's Robert Galbraith, picking up the win. And in the Pro Women's 1-2-3's, rounding out the podium in third place, Folsom Bike Cervelo's Fiona Strouts in third. Exergy 2016's Allison Tetrick in second. And your winner from SB Racing, Mary Elizabeth Maroon. Women's Category 4s, taking third place, Fiona Winder, riding for Vu Medi, presented by Lombardi Sports. Second place going to Team Bicycle Trip Semantics, Victoria Dorfin. And your winner, riding for Leopard Sapporo Team's Lorna Fortuna out of Morgan Hill. Complete results at usacycling.org. And again, that's for the Santa Cruz Classic Criterium, held in Santa Cruz April 14th. All right, Vlies Wolf Road Race. Category 5's Jesse Arion in third place. Bolthouse Farms' Ricky Gonzalez in second. And Rock Form Rock and Road's Dean Hall picking up the win. Masters 30 plus Cat 4s and 5s, Matthew Calarco in third. Carl Crawford for Bolthouse Farms in second. And Team Simple Green, Scott Turner, taking the win there. In the Masters 60 plus, we've got Cal Zalek in third, UC Cycle GW4s, Hammer Nutrition's Joseph Lehmeyer, second place, and Swami Cycling's Gary Shuey. We'll have an interview with Gary Shuey later. Masters 55's William Ralph taking third place for Rock Form Rock and Road. Owen Thomas in second. And your winner, UC Cyclery JW Floor's Steve Hensler. All right. Cyclovet Spring Classic Criterium in San Diego, held April 14th. Masters 45 plus, picking up sixth place, riding for Team Simple Green, Bike Religion's Troy Gillish. Fifth place going to GS Adams Avenue Bicycles, Andrew Lee. Fourth place, Spy Giant Ride, Peter Anderson. Third place, BBI SIC Cycling's Bill Harris. Second place, Breakaway from Cancer's Masters, Brett, Claire, and your winner, Evan Tesk. And in the Masters 35+, Rob Campilla taking sixth place for Surf City Cyclery, Sterling BMW. Skills Swami's elite team, Adam Livingston, picking up fifth. Evan Tesk picking up another top placing in fourth place in the Masters 35. MRA Endurance Elite Masters, Danny Cam in third, and Team Helen's Aaron Wimberly taking second. And MRI Endurance Elite Masters, Randall Coxworth picking up the win. And in the Category 3s, making the podium in third place, Aqua Al Dewey's Edwin Clement. Taking the second place position, Aqua Al Dewey's Sean Muldrig. And your winner from Cal Pools, Primalware, Salvador Maciel. Men's Category 4s, Ivan Pike taking third for G.S. Adams Avenue. And it was a sweep, first and second, True Cycling, Jack's Bicycles, Dennis Kwan in second, and your winner, Adrian Yang. Complete results at scnca.org. All right, in mountain bike racing, off-road, the U.S. Cup West, the West Coast. Point standings, cross-country series after three events. Updated April 2nd. Men's pros sitting in third place, Benjamin Sontag from Durango, Colorado, riding for American Interbank, Cannondale. Sitting in second place, riding for Specialized Racing, also from Durango, Todd Wells. And your leader right now from Show Air Cannondale, Jeremiah Bishop from Harrisburg, Virginia. And in the junior men 17 through 18 category 2s, Wyatt Myers is sitting in the lead right now for Simple Green Bike Religion. Cat 3 men's 15 to 16 juniors from Lake Forest, Sean Bell. Sitting in the lead with 158 points. Category 1 Men's Masters 45, Rock Form, Rock and Rose, Tim Zandbergen. Leading right now with 175 points over Alex Tino in second with 157 points, riding for Platinum Performance. Category 1 men's 50 to 54 Baghouse Rock and Roads, Johnny O'Mara in the lead with 170 points. And in the junior men's Cat 2's 14 and under, Cole Avery from Thousand Oaks riding for Whole Athlete Specialize, holding on to 180 points, leading the U.S. Cup. Category 2 men's 35 and over, Caesar Mora, riding for Velo Z, is your current leader with 175 points. And in the Clydesdales, 35 and over, Michael Doolin, riding for the Cyclery, is in the lead with 120 points. And also with 120 points, Clydesdale 34 and under, North of the Borders Bike Racing's Kerry Waldman. Women's juniors, Category 1 women juniors 15 through 18, White Pine Racing's Haley Batten from Park City, Utah in the lead with 115 points. In the pro women, Crank Brothers Race Club's Chloe Woodruff from Tucson, Arizona. And in second, Specialized Racing's Leah Davison with 111 points, and your leader right now, running for Lost Coast Brewery Marin Bikes, Larissa Fitchett from Silverado, California, with 124 points. Category 1 women, 30 to 39, Leanne Beattie, Running for Nationwide VeloWorks is in the lead with 106 points. Cat 1 Women's 40 and over. Cynthia Miranda for Bear Valley Bikes is in the lead with 142 points. Complete standings at uscup.net.
Okay. Ooh, over-ampulating the microphone. Hellyer Park Velodrome in San Jose, they're averaging about 70 races per event. And they expect more awesome weather April 17th. That's this Wednesday. Wednesday nights, 5:30 p.m., the gates open up. And racing starts at 7 p.m. There's a $100 prize list split for men and women, if they have more than eight women. Scratch races, snowballs, misannounced, and points races, and Omnium scoring. That's right, at the Hellyer Park Velodrome in San Jose. RideTheTrack.com for details on that. Also in Northern California, the Prairie City Race Series Mountain Biking. That's in the Folsom, Sacramento area. This is their 18th season of this series. Pre-registration is $30. And the next race is coming up April 17th. That's Wednesday. These are Wednesday races as well. Mountain bike cross-country racing. First-timers in juniors. Races start at 5:45, and adult racing starts at 6:05 sharp. Complete details at racemtb.com for off-road racing at the Prairie Series, Prairie City Race Series. And we've got a caller right now. We're going to have a product review by Robert Sandoval. Maybe that's him on the phone right now. Stand by. Bike Sport Radio.
Hey, Brad. It's Robert.
Hey. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. You are on the air. We are just going over some upcoming events. And how's it going? You're doing some product testing for us?
Yep, doing lots of product testing right now, getting ready for Sea Otter and all kinds of other stuff right now.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I'm calling from the bowels of my school in an old abandoned storage closet right now.
That's right. We had a chance to go over the V Rubber, what was that, Roadrunner?
Yeah. Nice sound effect.
Roadrunner tire,
it.
Yeah.
They're going to love
and,
it.
And I got a pair myself, too, so thanks for that. I've been racing on them, actually, and raced yesterday in Bakersfield. Did miserable, but that's not thanks to the tire. I mean, tell you what, though. I mean, the first thing I noticed about that tire was its ease of installation. It went on really easy.
Yeah, well, you know what? V Rubber Company is, I did a little research on them, was, you know, scouring their website and talking to people, and they've been around a long, long, long time. Actually, well, no, not a long, long time, but 1977 is when the company started, and they're based out in Thailand, and they just believe, you know, they've got the best supply of pure raw rubber product, you know, and they just decided that they start off with good rubber to begin with, you're going to have a good product at the finish, which, you know, hey, it makes sense to me.
Is that the key? Wow. Yeah, because I noticed the tire is real sticky. It's a great tire for cornering and criteriums. And I've got, I don't know if I've got 1,000 miles on it yet. I may have 1,000 miles on them by now. I did rotate the rear to the front because it was showing a little bit of wear, but nowhere near as much as I expected from such a performance type tire, and I'm pretty pleased with it so far.
Yeah, so the thing, you know, like I said with them is they've been around, they know what they're, I mean, they not only do they do bicycle tires, they've been doing automotive, motorcycle, ATV, commercial, they've been importing it for years. Like I said, they started in 1977 based out of Thailand, and one thing that's really cool about this company that I've been finding out is that they're really into racing. I mean, their goal is if they build a tire, you know, it's that same, that old model of race it on Sunday, sell it on Monday. And they actually go and take feedback from everybody and genuinely use their advice and say, look, this is what's going on. And that's over the years, they've just applied it. They've started, you know, they do a lot of testing, and not only from the top pro, but they go down to the low-end guy, too, and they want to get his feedback and or her feedback in on what this tire, you know, not the pro, but the everyday rider. So they want to have a good tire for everyone. And they, you know, because just because you're a fast racer, sometimes you just have that raw skill. You could win on whatever you have, you know. But when you get that feedback in to build a great product, you've got a great product. And one of the things I've been running is their 29er tires. And same thing, the comments you're making, the tires I'm running now are so versatile. I mean, they are just, everywhere I've gone with them, they've worked.
Tell us about the tread style on that mountain bike tire.
That's the hard part, because...
Hard to describe.
There's so many different tread patterns. They make a tire for everything. They make a tire for super smooth, high-speed hard pack, where it's going to be smaller knobs closer together. But the one thing is, and this is what I tell everybody, you just got to get on their website and start browsing. Because what happens is the tires have, they're so close together that you can actually fine-tune the tire to your environment. So the tires are rated for soft to medium to hard and every combination in between, so you can really fine-tune your ride.
Wow.
And what I've been using is the Pro Traction rear tire. It's marked at the 29.20. When you mount it up, it looks like a 29.195, even a 1.75. It looks so small.
Mm-hmm.
And you just think, gosh, I'm just, I'm not going to get this thing to stick. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been sticking, and it's been sticking good. And the reason why it's called Pro Traction, because it just grips everything. I did the whole winter series in Fontana, and I've been using the tire out there, and I've been using it in dry condition and wet condition. I did the U.S. Cups with it too, and I mean, I just couldn't find anywhere where this rear tire did not dig. And I actually wanted it to slip a little sometimes to give my legs a break, but it just wouldn't. I'm like, come on, I've got to break some traction loose. I've got to get the momentum going. But it just, they're real sticky. The wear is good.
Secret formula, maybe they've got. Maybe they got a secret formula on their rubber, or is it?
I think it's just the quality of the rubber they're using. It's just a very good quality in the overall construction of the tire.
Natural, all natural rubber.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the rubber supply. They have one of the largest rubber supplies in Thailand. So, they've got the supply, so they can create what they want to create. And then the nice thing, though, like I said, with V-Rubber, their tires, they have one for everything. So I'm using their Performance Series race tires right now, really minimal profile treads, very low profile tire. They're really fast. I mean, they roll forever. And like I said, versatility is key. It's built into the tires. And the nice thing is when you go online, you can read where they recommend the tire would work best. But I've seen to find that, okay, it says it'll work good here. I'm going to go try it over here and see what it does. And
right.
it's been holding its own. I mean, I've had my I'm a very picky front tire person, and everybody who knows me knows that my front tires are my key to success. If I have a really good front tire on my bike, I will feel extremely confident in pushing that bike to a limit.
Right. So certainly, if you've ever washed out your front wheel, you know the feeling.
Yeah.
You don't want that to ever happen.
Even when I raced motorcycles, I was like, I had to be really picky on my front tire. I mean, I cross brands all the time because I want one particular tire that fits my riding style. And right now, I'm using the Race 5 front tire, which is kind of a soft to medium conditions tire. And...
Okay.
At first, I didn't have the best time with it because I had too much air in it. But I dropped the pressures a bit, and it's amazing now. Now the thing's like, okay, I'm on a rail now. Now I can stick it and just point it and lean it over and go. Confidence is 100% there. I've also used they have a whole line of tires that starts with numbers. So it's like 6, 8, 10. And what it is, it's the size of the knobbies and how many are in a row.
Oh.
Really small little square taper knobbies. That tire works really, really, really well. It's a really smooth, fast rolling, good, predictable transition when you go from center to side.
Which one is this? The 9?
Is it the V? I left my laptop in the other room, but if I go out there, the kids are going to yell at me. But it's,
right, a lot of small knobs. I see. There's another brand that does that. We won't mention their name. It's named after an engine block from a car, and it's got a lot of small knobs on it. And I noticed those seem to work pretty well on hard pack with thin.
Amount of dirt. Bit of dust on top.
Right, yeah. A little bit of dust on top of hard pack. Those seem to work really well because of the small knobs, and V-rubber seems to be following that.
Now, here is something else, though, you're going to be interested to know. People who look at the V-rubber line are going to look at them and go, hey, those tires were on the Intense name. Well, guess what? V-rubber was manufacturing the tires for Intense.
Ah.
According to the information I got. So now this year, V-Rubber has decided this year, I was talking to the rep out of Fontana, and they decided this year they're going to bring out V-Rubber's name solo now. So
Sweet. They're
still connected with Intense bikes. You're going to see their tires on their demo bikes. Anytime you go to a place where they're going to have Intense bikes for demos, you're going to find V-Rubber tires on the bikes. So there's that connection is still there with them. It's just now the tires are going to be out as the V-Rubber name. So
right.
I tell everybody, if you're really into fine-tuning your rides, I mean, I love this company because I can just go through their catalog and search for wherever I'm going to be riding, wherever I'm going to be racing, and figure out, you know, what kind of terrain I'm going to be on. So...
have you tried you have a road bike, right? Have you tried the Roadrunner?
I haven't yet because you have my set.
Oh.
But I'm going to talk to Tony, the rep who's repping for the SoCal area. He's actually going to be at Sea Otter, so I'm going to meet up with him at Sea Otter.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about that some more. But yeah, I was definitely looking forward to. You were doing more roads, so I gave you the road tires. You put an absurd amount of miles on tires. So
I think I've got about 1,000 miles on that set now, and they're not worn out. You know, many tires do wear out in 1,000. I know there's a brand that starts with an M that I've gone through in about 1,000 miles. They don't last worth a damn, but they are. These are definitely lasting. I do have a sidewall cut in the rear one. I guess I hit something though. That could happen to any tire.
Well, yeah,
and they are smooth tread. There's no tread on them. They're just a smooth surface rubber.
It's a slick. Now, yeah, with the wear and tear so far with my tires, I've probably got a few 100 miles plus race miles. And race miles and riding miles are different. Because riding training miles, you're just riding, you're picking your lines a little more careful, you're not pounding and abusing the tires. Race miles, I don't really care. I'm slamming through rocks, in between rocks, over rocks,
right.
You know, whatever. Fontana was really hard on tires. In the past, I've just chunked knobbies. I mean, just torn knobbies off of tires in the past there. 'Cause I just go sliding through the rocks, and whatever happens, happens. These tires look like when I put them back on. I mean, when I first put them on, they're still really great shape. No cuts, no chunks of knobby missing so far. Rear tires getting a little bit of wear, but not much. Front tires not as much wear because I rotate them between depending on where I'm going to ride. Nice thing too with all the mountain bike tires. Sealant compatible.
Ah.
So you can easily run them to tubeless, which I must admit, the tubeless, they seated up so quick, so easily, sealed up properly. I'm amazed at it. So how easy the process was. And they took the sealant. I'm not seeing anywhere from the sealant, you know, some tires say they're sealant ready, and then you see sealant popping through the sidewalls because they're, you know, too porous. These guys, are when they say they're tubeless compatible, they're ready to go. No problems with them. They hold air well. I think I went a couple days without riding the mountain bike. I think I lost maybe 2 pounds over a week.
Hmm.
To me, that's a perfectly sealed up tubeless tire.
Cool. And are they out in the shops yet, retail shops yet, or you got?
They are. They are making the rounds. They can be ordered through the distributors. Most of the lines start requesting them. If you're interested, go online as well, and we're going to work on the follow-up on the long-haul review on the tires. We'll go back and visit. By then, their distribution chain should be fully established. I believe that they are through most major bike shop distributors for parts, but you can also go online there, and they'll get you in contact with how to get them.
Right.
But right now, they're really making a big push at being at the races. They're trying to have reps at the races to get this product out there. They're trying to hook up with teams. So, you know, teams out there who may be looking for a tire, you know, they're involved. They love racing. So they definitely want to support the sports.
That's V Rubber. That's VEE Rubber USA.
It's actually there. Yeah, did you do the USA? There's a couple of different ways to go.
That's their main site.
I have their main site. If you're also interested in motorsports, because they do everything from go karts to
I noticed that cars and motorcycles and.
Yeah, actually, they're motorcycle guys. They do a lot back east with the hair scrambles and stuff back there, and the website. You can go and see their entire complete line, and I'm sure the USA one does too. It's vrubber.co.th, and that actually goes to their Thailand website.
Right, that'll take you to the where you can find the bicycle tires there. So
yeah, and the US one also links it. They're kind of connected, but yeah, that one takes them back here, gives you the info to one of the distributors here back east. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's Georgia, but I might be wrong with that, so I don't want to say anything. I'll confirm it all next time, but I'm looking through my notes. And
right,
stuff.
Right. We're going to do follow-up as we wear these tires down and get more use out of them. We'll do some follow-up at a later show, right?
Yeah, definitely. They've got another line. Like I said, they've got all mountain. They've got cross-country race performance tires and downhill race tires and just city tires. Heck, and this one what I found it was really cool. And I might have to see about getting one of these. They have a trainer tire. It is a thicker rubber tire. Like the center line will be thicker rubber.
Uh-huh.
So you can throw it on your trainer. So you can put it on your road bike. They have a road bike size, 700C size. Yeah. And they also have a 26-inch size for mountain bikes.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I'm like, oh, man, that's awesome. You know, they
put it on your stationary trainer, right. You don't want to wear out a regular tire on your stationary trainer because it's all used on the center there. So.
Yeah, so like I'm telling you, you know, the whole object here is we want it. This is a new. They're new. They're new, but they're old. They're really pushing the bike industry
right
now. They want to get the word out. They're making their presence known, and you know, I'm happy that we were able to kind of help with that process here. And we've got. I think by far it's one of the nicer set of tires I've run in a while, and I've kind of run from everybody. You know, I've run a tire from everybody, and I'm really, really impressed with how light they are, how well they wear. For the money, it's, I think, a great value. I mean, they're moderately priced, so I think it's worth taking a look at if you're looking for another set of tires.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, so we'll follow up in a little while as we get more wear on the V Rubber. Thanks, Robert. Anything else you want to add at the last time?
I know this weekend you got your big race coming
LA
up.
LA Circuit Race, yep. We'll be talking about that.
Yeah, sadly, I'm going to miss this one, but my guy will be there working for you, taking care of all you boo-booed riders, so don't have any boo-boos, you guys.
Sounds good.
And I'm going to be up there at Sea Otter. I'm going to make the rounds and get in some hardcore dirt miles for us. So I'll be doing both cross and mountain bike this year.
Good luck to you out there.
Thanks, man. We'll see you guys soon. Everybody ride safe.
All right. Thanks for calling. We'll see you.
All right. Bye.
Okay. V Rubber, that's vrubber.co.th, made in Thailand. A new name, old product. They've been around a while, but they're releasing their name, V Rubber Product Review. Thanks, Robert. Also coming up, mountain bike racing at Sycamore Canyon, April 28th. The U.S. Cup continues April 28th with junior cross-country racing starting 8:45, Cat 2 and 3s at 10:30, and pros and Cat 1s, and women and single speeds at 1 o'clock. And that's in Sycamore Canyon, Riverside. Complete details at uscup.net for that upcoming event.
And a couple of shout-outs from last weekend's Santa Cruz Classic. We had results earlier for you. This is Larry Nolan says, big thanks going out to Rob Leibold and his Velo promo team for the 44th, according to the flyer, or the 45th, according to the T-shirt, Santa Cruz Classic. Always a challenging course, he says, including dodging a few locals at crit speed in beautiful weather, walking distance as well to the beach boardwalk. And it's a shame we have three big events competing for our small rider base. The fields are competitive, but not quite full, and some of them were small at Santa Cruz, but maybe the NCAA race calendar can be better coordinated so we don't have these conflicts. But a fantastic race, and praise from Larry Nolan up north. Also, Craig Lindbergh saying a big thank you to Chico Corsa Cycling Club, Sierra Nevada Brewery, Klein Canteen, Sports Limited, and a host of others for their efforts and contributions to put on the Chico Stage Race this weekend. Considering the complexity of running three events, two of them simultaneously, and the magnitude of taking over downtown for a day, I'd say you folks were crazy. All three courses, though, were challenging, and the weather was gorgeous and beautiful, and the downtown was exciting, and running a three-ring circus has its issues, of course, but hats off to a really nice event. Again, hope you get some sleep soon, and don't forget to finish your taxes today. Craig Lindbergh and all his teammates at Showair CERT. Big thanks to Chico Corsa on the Chico Stage Race. All right, and then also coming up on Sunday, April 21st, the 19th annual LA Circuit Race, brought to you by Back on Track Productions, right here at Westchester Parkway by LAX. Part of the Junior Devo Series, junior racers will get credit and admission to a training camp for junior development and special junior medals for all junior categories. We also have masters, women, and the open elite categories, as well as a single speed and fixie race, too, coming up with the single speed. The fixie race winner getting a Leader Bikes frame by Leader Bikes. That's the 721 Leader Bikes frame. Online registration is still open till noon on Friday. Visit lacircuitrace.com for details and race flyers, and register online at iamathlete.com. Brought to you by Back on Track Productions. We'll be right back.
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Just like Gonzales. We're keeping our guns.
All right. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing. Bike racers and what you need to race bikes. We've got some interviews with racers. One racer out at the Bakersfield Road Race yesterday, Gary Shuey. Congratulations on his win. And also race promoter Sam Ames. And some sounds from Bakersfield. So sit back and enjoy those sounds here on Bike Sport Radio now.
The fact this is your first morning.
Men's Category 5 start.
If you do not have the enforcement line or do not have the center line painted on the road, you still follow the enforcement line, which basically is the crown of the road. Please stay as far to the right as possible. All your turnarounds are clearly marked. You have marshals and signage as you come through. There is no follow vehicle for you guys, so if you have means to fix your flat, please do so. If not, if you are not able to ride, there are going to be other vehicles out subsequently, so you can should be able to get a ride back in with that. Do I have any other juniors that I did not roll out? I've only rolled out three. Can I have hands up and juniors that are in this field, please?
Right. Wait, is it?
No trash, so please do not litter. You will have a motor referee that will be out on course with you. Please listen to his instructions. There is medical that is located here at registration. There is not out on the course. So if you need it, please roll back, or if not, communicate with your motor. My instructions clear? Okay. On my whistle, gentlemen.
All right, Defile, Van, Rondon, and there goes the train.
Not that whistle.
All right, they're off. Men's Category 5s as the train goes by in Bakersfield Road Race. All right, there's a snake on the course.
For numbers?
Numbers.
Yeah, 76 and above are 60s, 38, 75 are 50s.
Thank you.
76 and above.
It just means ride really, really fast. Don't let anyone get ahead of you.
Well, you'll make sure.
Masters 55s and 60s.
All right, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen. This is my 55-60 combination. One lap, 30 miles. Road is open to traffic. Centerline rule is in effect. This is your first warning. You will have a motor referee on the course with you. Please listen to his instructions. All your turnarounds are clearly marked. You do have marshals. You do have signage as well. You do have a wheels in, wheels out vehicle with you. So provided you have wheel in it, you will get service and go. Medical is located back here at registration.
Is that the whistle to go?
No.
And please, gentlemen, while you're out on the course, no littering. Instructions clear? Ready to go? No. 76 and above are the 60 category riders.
I'll do an interview after the race.
We'll be on my list.
Brad, you're getting ready to ride your bike. Put that thing away.
No, I'm going to interview riders while we're racing.
Oh, okay. I'm sure they're going to appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, we're off. All right, Bike Sport Radio's here at the finish line here in Bakersfield with today's winner, Gary Shuey. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
How did the race unfold? Early, late? Did you guys, I saw a breakaway later. How'd that happen?
Well, at the top of the first climb there, I knew that's where it was gonna make or break. So I took off, caught the break that was in front, two guys, and we stayed out front.
Oh, so two guys went away first, and then you bridged them?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good stuff. And then Steve Hensler caught us at the bottom of the last turnaround.
Uh-huh.
And then we worked like crazy to stay in front. I gotta
tell you, down in the hole there. Yeah, way down in the hole. So you had four. Climbing on the four, and then did the four of you stay together on the flats all the way back?
Yes. Yeah, we stayed together on the flats and worked it, rotated into that
well-done pace line.
Headwind.
It was headwind, yeah. It was definitely headwind coming back, definitely headwind. And when you guys saw the 1 kilo, it kind of pitches up a little bit here.
A little bit?
okay, a lot.
A little, but it's like 10% or better.
It pitches up a lot, but not for very long, maybe. And who initiated the attack then on that? The finish.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then Steve Hensler came around me.
Oh, he came around you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's okay. It's all right.
And then you got him.
Yeah, it's a good race.
Sweet.
So we stayed in front of the chase group, too, so that was good.
Yes, we saw the chase group working to try to chase you down and everything. Very cool. How did you feel?
Worked? Actually, better than I expected. I did. I felt pretty good.
Wow.
You know, I was
good for you.
A little worked on the sprint at the end, but I felt pretty good.
Good for you. Swami Spy, Gary Shuey. Congratulations. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, sir.
It's the women's.
All right, turn around, ladies. Three. You're going to make turnaround around the cone.
You turn. Go, go, go. Ding, 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 ding. One to go. Ding, ding, Kirsten. Ding, 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 ding. Lisa. All right, they have two laps out here on the course. And they are starting their second lap now. Women's category 1-2s and 3s in Bakersfield.
These guys are visiting down there behind you. Maybe we could scoot them off the roadway and keep the things as clear as possible. We do have some local rancher traffic that we'll have to get through from time to time. We want to keep the locals happy so we can come out here again.
46.
And check out the Gear Grinder Grill. Enjoy your time off of the asphalt as much as possible. Thank you. Coming up in June, District Road Race Championships, right here. Be here or be square.
All right, the Bakersfield De Flace Course Ronde. Waiting for the women's finish soon. Hear the generator humming away.
That was just getting paranoid. It's like,
it's finish. Looks like 3s and 4s.
Yeah, there she is, number 591.
A swan, Rachel. Swan, followed by 404. Couldn't get her number, I think. And
our women 3-4 field coming through for their finish.
Mary.
Way to go, ladies. Not part of the women's 3-4 field.
Hey, bike racers and bike racing enthusiasts, check out Bike Sport Radio on alternate Mondays at noon on killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So if you want to find out about the local scene in Southern California as well as Northern Cal, visit bikesportradio.us and check out our radio show at Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org, alternate Mondays at noon. Great race. I'm here with Sam Ames of Sam Barnes Promotions. Excellent race out there. How's it going so far?
It's going really well. We've got a beautiful morning. We've got cool temperatures. We've got a few bees floating around, but hey, it's harvest time, so what are you going to do? But no, good day for racing.
Yeah, it was an awesome course, too, and everything. I need to ride more hills, though. So how do people find out about, you got another race coming out here, right?
Yeah, so coming up June 1st and 2nd will be the Southern California District Road Race Championships. So that'll be 2 days of racing for juniors, masters, elites, women.
Sweet. So Bakersfield's a place to be in June for state championships. And on Bike Sport Radio listeners, how do they find out about it?
They can go to sambarn.com or check out our Facebook page, which is also Sam Barn, and S-A-M-B-A-R-N, and don't miss it.
Very cool. All right, thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Brad.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Thanks again for listening. And that was our 99th show. This is our 99th show on Bike Sport Radio. Next time will be our 100th show. Remember, cycling's not a crime. We're not criminals, so don't treat us like a... Drive your bike safely, and we'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.